Well, I'll be damned. Kamal! Just the guy I wanted to see.
Oh, no. Aiden. Hey. What are the odds?
Too late to get a beer?
No, sugar. You got 15 minutes to spare.
Okay, one for me, one for him. Whatever's good.
I don't want a beer.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
Kamal, come on. Hey, I like the way that sounds. Kamal, come on. Kamal, come on. Never mind. I hate drinking by myself. Have a beer with me. I'm buying. I'll buy your burger, too.
Well,
that's my dark genius of the bit stream.
Two beers coming up.
So I have a friend who has this problem.
No.
Kamal. So how are your parents? I can help them, you know?
I know.
Come on, Kamal. This friend of mine is totally on the up and up.
Your beer.
Up from where?
Pays taxes, even.
You drink this stuff?
Legitimate businessman seeking dark, handsome techno-guru for discreet assistance in long, moonlit walks.
I hate earth beer.
And like I said, this thing with your parents? That's where I come in.
Look, the last time I tried to help you, I had half
the... The beer gets better after a few sips, Kamal. I promise. And you know what? It's all you've got.
Why do you keep asking me? Does Sophia talk
Drink
about my...
Drink the beer, Kamal.
What kind of business?
Welcome to the tastefully appointed security control room, the nerve center, if you will, of the Apollonian Temple Casino. My name is Aiden Maki.
Cut the crap, Aiden.
And I'll be your in-flight host this evening.
See the guys we want on monitors 3, 11, and 16. So remind me again, why can't we break these bastards' knees and drop them in the canal for the freaking sewer crabs to eat?
Mr. F., it just makes your business, your totally legitimate tax-paying business, look bad when college kids start turning up all dead and everything.
Aiden!
Kamal is going to take care of the situation.
Aiden!
What?
I'm not doing this.
Not doing what?
I'm not doing anything involving kneecaps or canals or...
This is touching.
Decomposing bodies.
Excuse us, Mr. F. All the man wants to find out is what they're doing.
So he can what, write his memoirs? You said this was all legal.
I haven't asked you to do anything illegal, have I?
Didn't you just hear what he said?
But the whole killing thing will only happen if you don't help. And even that's worst case scenario.
Actually, that wouldn't be the worst case. The worst case would be...
No. Just hear me out, Kamal. Mr. F shows you what they're doing, and you tell him how they're doing it.
Okay, but no kneecaps, right? No canals, just explanations.
Mr. F?
Explanations are nice.
And if I do this, I want visas. No more happy talk. I want my family on their way here, and I want it now.
Whew. You drive a hard bargain, my friend.
Cut the crap, Aiden.
Okay, from here we can monitor the whole casino floor.
See the blackjack tables here? There's six of them in each pit. And the managers rotate the dealers every 20 minutes.
The five people highlighted here are counting cards.
How do you know they're counting cards?
Because they win too much.
The question is, how are they cheating?
They don't stay at the same table. They don't move around in any predictable pattern. We could just take them off the tables and leave them in a ditch. Why did you say we shouldn't do that again?
But it would really be better if they understood how they were...
Screwing me.
Right.
We got archives of all their plays the last 10 days. Figure out how they're screwing me.
What do you say?
Figure it out, please.
I think he was talking to me.
See this number? That's how much we figure these kids have taken out of the casino.
You get it back from me, 20% of it's yours.
Oh, wow.
Trust me. If all these guys lose their money, you'll be doing them a huge favor.
Trust him.
Whoa, check out table 9. Camera's looking right down her dress.
Thanks for the ride.
No problem. Aiden gets these business emergencies sometimes.
I'm exhausted.
Did I see a new chatter tonight?
Yeah, I won it in a raffle. It's fine, too. Makes my old one look like a payphone.
A payphone?
Ancient piece of crappy hardware. Half of them wouldn't even take incoming calls. No GPS. Never mind.
Aiden was getting a little worried. He promised Freyhoff he'd figure out what those guys were doing, but he was beginning to have doubts.
Oh, the casino. Yeah. This pack of grad students from Stanford is working a private CP channel, sub-vocalizing through KKI uvular implants.
Ooh, uvular implants.
He's not even counting the cards himself. He's got a tally running on a corneal... But you really don't care, do you?
Uh-uh. Which you think looks better on me? Slingbacks or Turkish flats?
What?
I bet Aiden a new pair of shoes that you would figure the casino thing out.
You bet Aiden a new pair of shoes?
Don't get indignant. I'm letting you pick the shoes.
God, Aiden and his business. If I were him, I wouldn't give a damn about any business emergencies when I could be with you instead.
Kamal.
Slingbacks. Definitely slingbacks. Those are the ones with buckles, right?
There was no business emergency.
What?
God, you are so dense sometimes.
I don't understand.
He had me drive you home because he knows you like that. Aiden likes to keep his people happy.
Do the shoes make you happy? The jewelry?
Mostly Aiden makes me happy. As for the rest of it, I've been poor, you know. There's no glamour in waiting tables.
Okay.
What? All things being equal, life is better when you're not broke.
I was just figuring that out.